Alert! Alert! Remember, remember, the 5th of November.
Gunpowder, treason, and podcast.
Birthday girls' house party. You tell them, BT, what are the deets?
We're doing a live podcast on the 5th of November in Balham for the Cheerful Earful Pods Festival.
Podcast festival. Yeah, if you got that.
We'd love to see you there. Bums on seats. So book your tickets at, I think it's cheerfulearful.com, is it?
Probably.
I'm just looking it up it. Now.
Just Google
cheerfulearful.co.uk.
Okay. Head there, get your tickets.
Please come along. We would love to see you.
Yeah. Come pre-fireworks. Yeah. Right?
Oh, the picture on their homepage is us and Pappies.
There we go.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's on rotation. It's not just us. Yeah, it's other people as well.
But do please book your tickets. We'd love to see you there. Because it was really fun last time.
So fun. I'm looking forward to it. I sort of miss doing them live a bit.
Yeah.
This is easier, but it's nice doing them live sometimes. Nice to see you guys in the flesh.
Yes. So we'll see you there. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. We were just talking about BT's upcoming house decorations, and we decided we had to start recording because we thought she was going to say something funny.
BT, sum it up for the listeners. What's happened?
Okay, what I said was, okay, so I've bought a house and it needs decorating. And I'm not currently living there. Haven't been living there for a year. Over a year. And the builder's like, so we need to get some paints. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll get some paints. And I don't have time to go and like test the paints on the wall. So what I have just gone into a shop and found the samples and then just bought off the samples.
Error, in my opinion. I think.
Yeah, I am going to go, I hate this, aren't I?
Because that sample is a piece of paper, isn't it? It's like you can't see it on the wall.
I looked at them in lots of different lights, though. Does that help?
Also, what I would say is a colour on a small piece of paper very different to it covering a whole wall, if not four whole walls.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the kind of thing I would do, BT.
Yeah, right? I was going to do the ceiling in some rooms.
Wow. All the wall room, and colour. The ceiling?
All the room, one colour. Living room, quite a dark green. All the walls
and the ceiling.
Is it mad?
Could be oppressive. Surely you do the ceiling in like a lighter green.
No.
Why? Why do you want to live? Why do you want to live in a big green box?
I don't know. I just think it would look cool.
Are you talking to anyone about this other than us now?
No, I'm not talking to anyone about it. So
you've not run it by your husband.
He's like, I trust
Camille,
you.
She doesn't have to run things past her husband.
He did veto yellow.
I don't mean run it past him. I just mean, have a share, you know, be like, what do you think about this? Has he had any input?
Yeah, I've said, what do you think about this? And he's like, yeah, it seems fine.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to coming and seeing it.
I think my builder's like, so what is your plan for what it's going to look like? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's got you there.
Yeah,
you don't have a plan.
Never had a plan.
Buy
this, buy that. Higgle, piggle.
What wallpapers have you got?
Oh, well, a nice one with flowers on for the girls' bedroom and downstairs bathroom. I've gone quite bold.
Oh my
it's,
god.
It's actually, should I go get the sample?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Okay, Camille, we should try and guess what we think it's going to be.
She says it's bold. It's not going to be animal print. It could be like a very bold pattern, like a geometric.
I was going to say geometric.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to change my mind last minute. I think, BT, we're just guessing what we think it is.
Okay, all right.
Camille says bold geometric pattern. I think it's line drawings of naked people.
That would be cool.
You're both wrong?
Not wrong. How do you describe that? It looks like Wes Anderson film.
I'd say it's like postcards from an Italian holiday.
Slash a Wes Anderson film.
It's sort of Italian. I'm just going to do, someone do a screenshot so we can show the listeners. Hang on. I'm going to
send that to me.
Hang on a minute.
This is from Lust Home, by the way. Lust Home, if you want to sponsor the podcast.
I've done it.
It's colourful.
Some free wallpaper.
They're little sort of squares, vignettes of paintings of sort of Italianate sort of pastel coloured villas, lakes.
Villas, sun, yes, flowers.
And again, this is what I'd say. It's lovely, Beatty. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's the kind of thing I'd have as a poster.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying there?
Yeah, do you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
That up as a poster.
All over the walls.
All I'm saying is, Beatty, you love a wine. How are you going to feel about that on a hangover?
Oh.
Maybe soothed. It's like you're on holiday, you know? That's in the downstairs bathroom, you say?
Yeah, downstairs though.
Yeah, it feels weird that you'd be doing a poo looking at all that, but...
Yeah.
But what do you want when you're doing a poo then, Camille?
I've bought it. No, it's great.
No, it's good.
It is nice. It's lovely. I like it.
Wallpaper is expensive. Paint is expensive. Yeah. Oh, my God. What the hell?
You should get some wallpaper off Kaz, who I got my one. I only did one wall in my bedroom.
It's a lovely wall, though.
Yeah.
It's a lovely wall. She designed some lovely wallpaper. Can't remember the name of her thing.
Yeah, I just went for a huge tubs of Trade White. Very cost effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quite boring.
Yeah, we did rest the walls white. But if I had a house, oh my God, I'd be going cray cray. I'd be doing every room different colours.
I was going to say, Camille, your house would be known as the rainbow house. That is like Camille's wallpaper.
Yeah.
Very similar. Tigers. And jungle vibes.
Palm leaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'd be going bright. Do you know who has got a lovely decorated house? We didn't talk about this on the old... we've done an interior design party. Haven't we?
We have, yeah.
You should message Georgia Tennant, Beatty. She's very good at all this.
Oh, yeah.
Listen back to that pod if you haven't already. But who's got a lovely, colourful flat? Lou Sanders.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lovely and colourful.
Pink.
And yours is going to be as well, Beatty. Yours is going to be eclectic.
The only thing I was warning her about, Camille, when you joined the Zoom,
yeah,
was... She said she's going for a burnt orange in one of the rooms. And yeah. I said, what you've got to avoid is just be mindful changing rooms. Because I feel like whenever they went for a burnt orange sort of terracotta, it was they were doing terracotta. A Roman villa. You know, they were getting out a sponge and sort of distressing the paint a bit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
I can picture it now.
Handy Andy was cutting out a pillar out of MDF. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
They were stencils of Roman pottery.
Roman gods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And people would come in and be like, wow.
Oh, wow.
We hate it. Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, such a good show.
I feel like my mum and dad had that colour in their bedroom for a long while.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's much darker than you think.
This is what I'm saying to you. You need, when the whole, all of the walls are painted, it's much darker than you think it's going to be.
Yeah. Pretty intense. Yeah. What room is that for, Beat?
Spare room.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? I can't wait to come round for a dinner party.
Very good. Very good.
Welcome to the dinner party episode. We've finally done it. I can't believe we've not. It's like such an obvious
Seems insane.
Party pod.
Yeah.
But yeah, can't wait to come round for a dinner party. What colour is the... have you got a dining room or is it kind of a lounge diner scenario?
Don't have one yet, as we don't have planning permission for our extension still, so...
Okay, when you do, what colour's that going to be, do you reckon?
Pink.
Pink, lovely.
Pink.
Pink.
Pink diner. Yeah,
listen,
yes,
the thing is, BT, you know... you're saying, oh God, I'm just... but you're making choices.
I am making bold choices.
You're backing yourself.
Do you know what colour you haven't chosen?
What?
Grey.
I have not chosen grey anywhere.
And there is a trend for grey. The grey homes. Grey.
Yeah.
So many people, grey homes.
No shade if you've got a grey house. No, I mean, shade. Literally no shade because it is just grey. But
it can look cool.
But BT... you're absolutely smashing down your reputation here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
You're decisive, you're bold.
Yeah.
I think maybe weeks of us saying the panic of having to do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've sort of said to myself, you just have to decide, you just have to decide. And that is a blessing and a curse because I am just deciding, but I'm not spending any time thinking about it.
Have you not shown your mum? She's into all that. And your sister?
No.
But I would also say your mum, I would not trust her because I think she would just say, she would lead you down a path.
A mad path.
She'd be like, that's fantastic.
No, she said to me the other day, she's like, just walk into a shop and see a room you like in the shop and then tell the shop that you want that room. She's like, for our bedroom, I just walked into Ralph Lauren and said, I'll have this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, except for the shop that you're walking into is Primark and they're going, we don't do that.
Sorry.
We don't do that.
I didn't know Ralph Lauren did paint.
They do houseware, homeware. They do homeware.
I think if you're Jennifer Saunders, they will.
Yeah, we'll rustle up some paint for you.
Yeah. Someone in the back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do paint.
Wow.
Are you both a fan of a dinner party?
Love a dinner party. Love to be invited to a dinner party. Don't enjoy hosting.
BT, yeah. As you said that, I've just remembered once when I came to yours for dinner and you did serve raw chicken.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I panic.
Yeah, you panic.
Yeah, I don't think you were there. I think it was me and our lovely friend Ali McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
It was when she was in the flat. We were staying there and she'd very kindly cooked us a dinner.
But it was
cooked. She had
half cooked.
Yeah. For me, for absolute element.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's your thing.
Your favorite.
Hosting or at absolute element. I think it feels like being a grown up, but the idea that you had of that as a kid.
Yeah.
Because it is sort of like. It is sort of like play acting the lifestyle that you want to project that you have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Because it's like, we do this every day. We crack open this lovely bottle of wine and have these expensive olives and burn all these expensive candles. Yeah. But it's like a special version of it.
But I like that element.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the theatrical element and I like the sort of like, just kind of festive element to it.
Mm-hmm. Know what you mean? I think I'm with you. I like going to and hosting them.
You're a very good host.
You are.
Thank you very much. Why?
You are you're very attentive. You've thought about stuff.
I will be filling up that glass.
Yeah, you've got. There's the drinks are flowing on arrival, and I think this is very important. On arrival, there are always, for you, so many bits.
Oh, at yours.
You've been out weaseling all day for them bits.
Constant bits.
There'll be olives. There'll be small corn things. There'll be a dip or two.
Yeah.
Because my pet hate is when you arrive to someone's house for a dinner party and there's no nibbles at all.
Starving.
Agreed. Completely agreed.
I now take most of the time...
Bag of crisps.
I'll take a bag of crisps and if they're not there, I'll just be like, let's crack these open, shall we?
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
You've got to.
You have to.
But I was trying to think the last time I haven't hosted a dinner party for ages.
No,
and I was trying to think the last dinner party. I think it might have been. I think it might have been you and Dan Rose and Monica and Stephen.
Yeah, it probably was.
Oh. Which was ages ago.
No, thanks for the invite.
I knew this was going to come up as soon as this theme as soon as this theme was announced.
Yeah,
I thought
you all have
dinner
parties without me. Thank you,
BT. It wasn't intentional. There was one dinner party when you hadn't met Monica and she invited Rose and I.
Yeah,
and that started
cycle.
The ball rolling.
What, and now you just have dinner together without me.
Well, we then invited her back, and then Rose invited us back. But I can't fit more than six people in my flat.
Oh, okay.
I have had you over for dinner, BT, but it wasn't really a dinner party because I think it was just you on your own. So that is, I just invited you on your own.
That dinner party you did was fantastic.
It's best to get her over when there's no one else here.
Okay. Hang on, do you know what one of my favourite dinner party memories I've hosted?
Yeah.
You were there, BT. It was New Year's Eve. You and Sam, Rose and Dan. And I made a big effort there. I cooked things I'd never cooked before. I was really brave.
Yeah.
Was that?
Probably made... It was at that
and
flat
we all went to
where
Ali Pali.
I was in Ali Pali. Yeah. Oh, hang on, I did two very close together. I did fireworks.
Yeah.
Fireworks, I remember.
Fireworks was like hot dog vibes. Yeah. And then I did New Year's Eve where I was proper three course vibes.
Yes.
At the same flat. We did podcasts in that flat.
And you bought me some really, because I was preggo, you bought really nice non-alcoholic little beverages for me.
See, attentive.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Attentive. You. This is what I'm saying. You're good
I
at thinking.
My way back.
What,
thought about it.
Yeah. Yes, Camille, you did those really nice big fat pasta shells
stuffed
and then with really nice a tomatoey sauce,
but I also did stuffed peppers and something else. I did too much and no one could eat sort of anything because it was like
I think that was the one where after the nibbles and starter, everyone was like, we're full to bursting.
We've had a full mezzo.
We've had a full, yeah.
Rose, very good cook, though, I'd say, probably.
Thank you.
Probably the best cook of all of us.
The best cook of all of us. Really good cook.
Thank you very much. I do enjoy hosting a dinner party. What I would say is the key... preparation in advance. I will always do a menu where I am doing minimal stuff on the night. Because you learn the hard way. Very stressful. You know when you turn up to someone's house and they haven't started cooking and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
they've invited you for dinner.
I think I probably have done that in the past. In my rookie days.
I've definitely done that in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is... I can't handle it because it requires a lot of preparation, but also constant vigilance. I can't do the constant vigilance on drinks and food at the same time as having a conversation with someone. I'm too...
I know what you mean.
I'm so easily distracted. And then...
You need to just be good at the top and then you need to be like, all the drinks are in there and on the table. Please help yourself.
Right.
And then it's on, then it's not on your responsibility.
And what I do, this is my little trick, always open with a cocktail. Okay. So, and you're not really cooking then, you can do a little cocktail. Maybe you've pre-mixed it. Mm-hmm. You haven't put it with ice and you've put it in the fridge. So it's the cocktail's ready to go. You just need to shake it with some ice. You pour that, there's nibbles, okay? So you can be chatting, hello, or here we all are having a lovely time.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got their cocktail. Excuse me for a few minutes. I'm going to sort the food out. And after that, you're plonking down red and white wine and you're saying, help yourself.
Like,
and then all you have to be vigilant of is the bottle empty.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
BT, I remember coming to your old flat for dinner once, and I still remember it. You made a dairy-free mac and cheese,
and
it was
disgusting.
I really enjoyed it. I had seconds.
It didn't taste of anything.
You're very hard on yourself. Back yourself. I had seconds, mate.
Right, okay. I thought it was a bit...
delicious.
Also, I would say that you are a very good, genial host. The chat is good. You know, you know that if you come to your house, it's going to be, yeah, okay, the food might be an afterthought. However, you're going to be drinking loads. You're going to be playing some mad games after dinner. You're going to be spilling secrets.
It's party vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I would be psyched to come to your dinner party anytime.
And you've got expensive taste, so you will order
Camille.
You won't go shopping and like be sort of like mindful of that. You will go online and just order expensive stuff.
I will, yeah.
Beyond my means.
That is delicious. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, BT. It's like the wallpaper all over again. You won't have planned and you'll be like, I'm going to just go onto this Italian deli and order loads of really expensive things, which, you know, we very much appreciate.
Absolutely love. Yeah. Love, love, love.
Whereas in contrast, what I will do is... sort of, you know, be mindful of budget, but then have to spend sort of a day and a half fashioning, you know, the sort of hearty sort of poor ingredients that I've bought into something delicious over a period of several hours.
We should explain. Someone on Instagram asked why Rose calls me Kath. She must have been doing it more recently. Mm. I don't know why we don't call BT Kath. It's just me and Rose are Kath, and BT is Fuff.
Oh yeah,
BT is Fuff or Fuffy.
But you're also
me and Rose
Fuff.
Are Kath. You're also Fuff. It's because you're not Fuff. The nicknames originate from Camille, so we just
yes, yeah. So BT and I are just BT and Rose, to each other.
Yeah.
Me and BT are Fuff, which is what I call a vagina.
Don't know how that happened.
Can't remember how. And me and Rose are Kath, which is just because we love the show Nighty Night. Mm. If you haven't watched it, watch Nighty Night. There we go.
But some people commented on Instagram saying, why are you calling each other Kath?
Yeah, confusing if you don't. I always just assume we've done it so much, but there we go. Should we play a game?
Let's play again.
I'd love to.
Yeah, why not? Okay, this game, did I give it a name? Oh, yeah.
You did, it's a good name.
Come Dinner Date With Me. Basically a rip-off of Come Dine With Me / Dinner Date.
Yeah.
Well, some of my favourite daytime shows. I love it.
I know. Love a dinner date.
Just cosy. I could just watch. The format is so simple. Like, I could just watch them over and over.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to confess... I'm a massive aficionado of Come Dine With Me. I completely agree. Watch that all the time. Love nothing more than when you switch on EG like 4OD or whatever it's called now. And it's you've just hit it at the start of a run of five.
Oh, yeah.
And you just think, fantastic, we're in.
Thank God.
But I'm not a viewer of Dinner Date.
ITV3, is it on? So on one of those ITV channels.
It's narrated by What's-Her-Face, who's in 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
Oh, narrated I know. Natalie.
Natalie Casey.
Yeah.
She narrates it.
Talk me through the concept.
Okay, so it's... a prospective datee is given a set of menus and they have to choose their favourite menus. And they have like all these punny titles for all the dishes to kind of like give them a flavour of what kind of person they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They're given five, I think.
Oh, yeah. And then they choose three.
Yeah.
And they go to each of these boys' houses on like a little blind date. And they cook them dinner and have a little chat. And then at the end...
Like, so every night, they'll do three nights in a row and they'll go to a different one's house.
At the end, whoever it is dates the dates, and the people who cooked dinner rate the person as well.
They're rating each other.
And then the person who's chooses her favourite, and the other two get little microwave meals delivered. So they all get dressed up, ready.
They all
for the
get
day.
Ready because they don't know everyone's going to get a knock on the door, and one of them is the person to go on out on a real date, but the other two are the microwave meals.
And they open the door. I have eaten this. Come back to me. I think I have watched an episode, and they open the door, and they do just film a little like lasagna on their front stand.
And they have to like take it in, and like they film them like cooking it and eating it.
It's really funny.
I watched one, and this guy was like, "Oh, this has got dairy in. I'm allergic to dairy."
Still eating it. That stresses me out because it's like you've got the added twist of trying to find romance. Come dine with me. I like in that you're just, it's just like you're just trying to sort of impress people.
And obviously Come Dine With Me's got the best TV moment ever. In the history of TV.
Which is
what a sad little life, Jane.
Enjoy the money, Jane. What a sad little life. I hope you use it to buy some grace and decorum.
Oh yeah,
because you have all the grace and decorum of a reversing dump truck
without any wheels.
If you haven't seen it, give it a Google. Enjoy the money, Jane. Also, there was that guy. There's that meme of the guy who's making like a chocolate mousse,
the whisk.
And then he puts the entire whisk in his mouth to try and lick it, and it just goes. Like, and then there was also that woman who like mixes everything with her hands, like she's just mixing stuff in her hands. My favorite one though, obviously Enjoy the Money is the pinnacle. That was amazing. And also then they had to film the final segment. He told them to get off his property, and they had to film like their final segment just like on the street because he'd made them leave. So they're just like on the street with the money and the carver just being like,
You win that much, do you, on dinner?
It's a grand.
It's a grand. Okay.
And do you remember when I was a runner on that for a week?
Yes.
Didn't you say they get them drunk?
They're all absolutely hammered. And I should say legally, they don't get them drunk. They get themselves drunk.
Yeah.
But they get hammered. And what was really funny was like, you know, the bits when they film them looking at the menu and they'll say really mean stuff like, I think this looks shit, or like, I think this looks rubbish. They make them say that. So like their actual first response will be like, yeah, it doesn't look too bad. Like maybe a couple of things I wouldn't like, but yeah. And then the producer will be like, so sorry, just can you just say it in your own words? Just I think this is not going to be a success and I don't really like anything they've put. And then they just do it so many times that they just sort of like say it.
Wow.
This was a long time ago, I would say. Maybe things have changed. But did you ever see the one that it was in like Bristol or somewhere with this like older lady?
The one who cries? No,
she doesn't cry. But when they're filming her cooking her dinner for her night, she just keeps farting so loudly in her own kitchen. And she just...
Does she acknowledge
she's
it?
She's literally like, and I'm going to make this here. And then she'll be like... Pfft. And she's like, oh, better out than in.
Oh, God.
She's got no shame. And it's just so funny. I've only seen it once.
I kind of can't believe that these shows are allowed to exist. I feel like health and safety. It's like, do they have someone watching over them? They must.
What, in terms of giving people food poisoning and stuff?
Or like the hygiene of some people, or like just general, you know.
Yeah.
Just kind of like.
I know what you mean. You probably have to sign something being like, I'm doing this at my own risk.
That's what Beat said. Yeah, must do.
Because I've seen ones where there's like cats up on the counter, like eating.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, come dinner date with me.
Yeah.
Bit of a come dine with me dinner date mashup. We're all going to say what our dinner party would be like.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the menu, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, we'll choose whose dinner party we want to go to. Anyone want to kick things off?
I'll kick things off.
Please.
Not that I'm not backing myself, but, you know. So, my dinner party is a beg, borrow or steal themed party to celebrate over a year of living with my parents. I will be hosting it at Sam's parents' house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dress code is beg, borrow or steal, however you choose to do that. I personally will be stealing or borrowing an item of clothing from someone, and it sort of has to be something that they would sort of be annoyed about you taking, but they can't say no.
Right, right. Yeah.
So it's
give me
like,
an example.
So, like, just going into my sister's wardrobe and going, this, can I have this? Yeah. I don't know. Mm. What's another example?
Yeah, I always do that. To my sister, can I borrow this? No, because you won't give it back. Yeah, but I want to take it.
Yeah, I'm going to take it now.
And then I never give it back. Yeah.
But I need this specific thing. aperitifs. An excellent welcome. Deviled eggs. Delightful at first, easy to get sick of and quickly start to make the place smell.
Yeah.
That's just reminded me of my dear friend Sarah Moss. Love her to bits. A loose cannon in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah.
There used to be an apocryphal tale when I lived with her at university that she once tried to cook a chicken breast in the toaster. She claims it wasn't true, but we once went to hers for dinner. And actually, to be fair, now she's pretty good. But this was when she was sort of still learning to cook, I think.
Mm.
And she'd tried to recreate an egg dip that she'd had that was meant to be like egg mayonnaise.
Yeah.
She had soft boiled the eggs.
Oh.
It was like egg milkshake.
Oh, God, it's making me feel sick. No.
And the volume of it, it was like it was like she'd made it with 30 eggs. It was huge.
No.
It was huge, this thing. And Dad, I could just see, and maybe like he didn't know her so well then, I could just see him just being like, the panic in his eyes being like, oh no, I have to keep eating this egg dip.
That's making me feel sick.
Egg dip.
Like my dear friend Lucy Oliver Harrison, also love her to bits, but that's university. I'd like cooked her dinner, and so she was like, "I'll make you dinner." And I got into that common room thing, and she literally put on the table a whole packet of sausages, just a packet of sausages, and those frozen garlic breads. That was dinner.
What?
She was not a good cook.
No.
Went to hers for dinner recently and she made a lovely curry.
Yeah, she's getting much better.
She made a lovely paneer curry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry, BT, you're pitching, as you were.
Anyway.
So we're starting with eggs. I do love a deviled egg, in fairness.
Yeah, but they're on theme with overstaying your welcome because they're delightful at first, easy to get sick of, quickly start to make the place smell.
Hang on, I thought the theme was beg, borrow, steal.
It is beg, borrow, steal. I mean...
Have you stolen... Maybe you've shoplifted the eggs.
I've shoplifted the eggs, stolen eggs. the starter. Now sashimi, now you don't.
Right.
Ooh,
get it?
I like that. Yeah, I like
it's
that.
About being sneaky and
I love
crafty.
The name, but the concept of Beatty...
Oh.
Doing home-cooked sashimi is filling
I think
me with
she'd be,
terror.
She'd be good at it. She loves Japan.
Camille, would you eat raw fish that BT's been in charge of procuring? I wouldn't. In fairness, it probably would be fresh because
she would have bought it.
Harrods.
You're going to get in the top sushi chef in London at a cost of £3,500 per hour.
Main course, shabby shabu shabu. So
yes,
this is a one pot dish where everyone, it's like a Japanese dish where everyone cooks their own food in this pot. Everyone has to bring their own
pot meats, to cook
food.
Meats, cheeses, vegetables, bring your own.
Bring your own dinner.
Also, so far, theme-wise, We've had beg, borrow, steal.
Yeah.
Overstaying your welcome.
Yeah.
And all the food just seems to be Japanese themed.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the theme?
Is that just the food I like? yeah. So, but the feeling is, you know, everyone trying to cook dinner at the same time and the chaos that ensues. Sort of, you know, overstaying your welcome type vibes. Dessert. Eaten mess. Sorry about that. Because that's what your house will be after I've stayed there. The evening's entertainment will be provided by my children. They are going to do a show. And that will be...
Party. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, they're doing a show. It will be 50% screaming and 50% meet and greet with the actors.
Is this happening before dinner?
After. This right. is with sort
so they're
going to
be tired as well.
Yeah.
Really tired, really
And also that means they're awake for the whole dinner as
they're
well.
They're buzzed. They're absolutely buzzed.
Whoa. This sounds like hell.
Yeah.
They're high on all the sashimi.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot to say booze. There's going to be loads of booze.
Of course. Only way to get through it.
Yeah.
What booze are you having?
There's going to be rice wine.
And, of course.
There's going to be vodka shots at the end.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay. Well, elements of that I would
Thank
go
you.
In for.
Thank
you know raw fish makes me nervous at the best
know,
of times.
I know.
Yeah.
She's
okay.
got a one pot in there for you though, Cash.
She has got a one pot. Yeah, that's speaking my language.
Rose, would you like to go next? I'll happily go next.
I thought that reflected Beatty very well though.
Yeah.
Very well.
Chaotic. Not really thought through.
Yeah.
And I've said it sounds like hell, but to be honest, I come away going, that was a fucking good night.
Yeah.
Hammered.
Yeah. Hammered. Like,
something funny would have happened.
Yeah. Hammered. Or you've had to eat a sashimi because Beatty forgot to buy the big one pot for the main thing. Like, yeah.
Do you remember when we went out for your birthday one time, Beatty, and we went part of the going out was we went to a Chinese restaurant and all you ate was bean sprouts?
Bean sprouts, yeah.
You were hammered.
I was hammered. And I was like, I just had some bean sprouts.
You had a big plate of bean sprouts and then you tried to leapfrog over a bollard and got wedged on it.
Yeah, I've got a photo of that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do mine.
Please.
So, where's it going to be held? My flat. Okay, lovely. I don't want it to be this pretentious thing where I'm trying to be like, oh, look at my amazing house. You know, come dine with me where they're like, I've borrowed my friend's house. It's like, but it's not your house. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know they did that. Right.
Sometimes they do, yeah. So it's at my flat. I want it to be relaxed, not stuffy, okay? Is there a theme or dress code? No. Come as you are. If you want to bring your slippers and your tracksuit bottoms, you are very welcome to. I don't want anybody to feel like, oh God, I've got to get all dressed up. But also if you want to, that's fine. Theme wise, a light French theme to the food.
Okay.
Light. Any aperitifs or nibbles? Of course. As I've said, you always kick off with a cocktail. This evening, martinis. I just think, give everyone a martini at the start.
Oh, I want one now.
Everyone's on a good mood. Everyone's on a good vibe. Everyone's got a buzz within 10 minutes, okay? Mm-hmm. You can also have the option of a Kir Royale if you want to start a bit slower. Okay?
Yeah, that probably would be me, actually, to be fair.
No, I'd be straight. I'd be two martinis down.
Yeah.
Before Camille's
BT would have drank Camille's martini, yeah. And as I've said, I go hard on the nibbles. I want people straight away to be delighted, okay? We're talking smoked salmon blinis, Torres crisps, little cocktail sticks with an olive, a pickled chilli and an anchovy on them.
Yes.
This is the early doors. I want people, ooh, look, this is sophisticated and nice and delicious. What a treat. Don't get this every day. Starter, is called I Didn't Realise That They Needed To Be Puns.
Okay,
so the starter's just called Le Marché de Paris, or okay, Paris lovely. Market. My big thing with starters is I don't like doing individual plates. I like a big, impressive platter in the middle filled with lots of different things. And I feel like now everyone's like, all these grazing tables, it's sort of basically that. But it's going to be sort of selection of French treats.
Who's on about the grazing tables?
I've never heard of grazing tables.
Oh, maybe all these people like... talking about grazing tables.
Literally, Rose is the first person that's mentioned a grazing table to me.
Are you not getting grazing tables on Instagram all the time?
No.
Oh, I am going to be now. I must have clicked on one once. You know what I mean? A grazing table where people pay and someone comes and lays out that table with all like... To be honest, they look quite stressful where everything's everywhere and it looks like this abundance of food. Grazing table, you must know what I mean.
Never heard the phrase grazing table.
I can't picture what you're saying.
I mean, it's just a big platter in the middle of a table,
but
right?
Who am I paying?
No, it's not. It's more grazing table. Let me show you.
And I'm paying someone to come over to my flat.
Yeah, what the hell?
Or you could set up a grazing table. That's what I'm saying. People are doing this for their business. Okay, here's one. Fuck off.
It's just picky bits.
Yeah, but it's set up in a very specific way. It's like everything everywhere.
Oh, whoa.
Do you know what I'm saying? Grazing table.
That's too stressful.
It's very stressful because I just think that's not
for the
getting
listener,
eaten.
She's showing us a picture. It's just a plate of food.
It's a whole table of food.
Sorry,
it's like, imagine if the platter was the table.
The table.
Yes, okay, that's what it is. Yes. Okay, what you're doing?
No, I'm saying it's Jesus. Similar to that.
It's a small grazing
table. That's feeding an army of people.
I know, and then the leftovers, you put it all out. It's a buffet, but it's a chaos buffet.
Chaos buffet.
But this is not what I'm doing.
Okay.
Mine is a contained buffet, okay, a French treat. So a nice big, very nice ceramic platter. We've got... cured meats, you've got cornichons, I've made little toasts with olive tapenade and goat's cheese under the grill, maybe a bit of honey.
We're getting a lot of crossover with what she does at soiree.
Oh, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
No shade. Olive tapenade and goat's cheese.
Nice. I have done that at soiree.
Oh.
I have done that at soiree. Carrot râpé, celeriac remoulade there. Carrot. It's French.
Oh.
Carrot. That's very Zadel inspired.
Yes, Camille. Thank you. You've got carrot. fresh baguette with that delicious French butter you get, you know, that's really salty. Creamy. Mm. And the whole point of this is you can help yourself to what you want. It's not like, oh, I've been given this plate of stuff and I might not like something. It's take what you want, leave what you don't. This course is served with champagne. Okay? No messing about.
Delicious.
Your main course, dream summer roast. Okay? Oh. So I'm doing my best ever roast chicken, which involves spatchcocking it, salting it for 24 hours in the fridge to make the skin salty and crispy, starting it in the pan, skin down, into the oven with rosemary, butter and pepper. You're having that with crunchy mini roast potatoes with lemon, olive oil and oregano and a green veg medley. And served with that is an aioli and a salsa verde. And for drinks, you're getting a delicious and quite expensive, this is where I've splashed out, white burgundy. Or, for a bit of a conversation starter, a chilled light red.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting.
And dessert... Here's a little pun for you. Tarted up tatin.
Lovely.
So it's a tart tatin, but instead of just apples, pears, plums, and I've put some spices in there like star anise, cinnamon, and then you've got a bit of amaretto in the cream.
Oh
my God.
And I'm serving that with Pedro Ximenez sherry, that really sweet, delicious.
Oh my God, my favourite sherry. You know I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that you're into, you keep hankering after me making you a roast chicken as well, don't you?
I was just about to say, you've been saying for months you're going to do that for me. Where's the invite?
Okay, let's get, genuinely after this, I will do this dinner for you.
For months you've been dangling that carrot in front of my face.
Yes.
Am I invited?
You collective.
For once.
You collectively. Oh, my God. You collectively. Entertainment, simply, possibly a game of cards after dinner, if anyone can be asked.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But if they can't, no problem.
I think a quiz game, quiz questions, always great for after dinner. Just like reading
like
that
is stuck in my mind, that one that you've got, Camille, where it's like, what do you do when you get chased by bees? Do you know that one?
Oh, yeah. Like mad scenarios. Uh-huh. What do you do if? What do you do when?
And you have to. Yeah, that was fun playing that.
Mm. I can't remember what that's called.
Yeah. Worst case scenario? Is it?
Maybe it's called. Yeah, we'll play it on the pod one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, Camille.
I mean, how the hell am I following that menu?
3-1
pots. Should have made myself go next. And but very different to you guys. I've got a bit. I've gone out there. It's not in my flat. I must have a huge budget for this because I have rented out a big tree house in the middle of the woods.
Okay.
You come into my cozy tree house. We're staying the night. It's a sleepover.
Oh,
the theme. Of course, I had too many ideas. This has taken me ages. I've had Winnie the Pooh. Basically, the theme is Winnie the Pooh. Okay, have I said that?
No, you haven't said that.
Camille, you can't. You can't get the ideas out quick enough.
No, it's taken me ages because I've did a Turkish menu, then I did a Guyanese menu, then I did children's books, then
wow.
So maybe this has ended up as a mishmash of all of those.
This is like Great British Menu.
Oh yeah, Great British Menu. So the theme is Winnie the Pooh. It's a dinner party sleepover. We've got a treehouse in the middle of the woods. Mm-hmm. Don't worry how much it's cost. Mm-hmm. I've splashed
out.
Don't worry about it. I've invited you. You don't have to come in fancy dress as a Winnie the Pooh character. Don't worry. But I have hired in
like
a couple of...
You don't have to.
But you sow the seed.
But we'll be very disappointed if you don't.
You just have to wear something you're comfortable climbing up a ladder in, because obviously we're going into a treehouse. I have got two people hired for the night helping me serve. One's dressed as a heffalump, one's dressed as a woozle. On
this
arrival,
needs to be a big tree house.
Yeah, it is, don't worry. On arrival, we are being served by the heffalump a honey spiced rum cocktail.
Oh.
There's obviously a smackerel table where you can what?
What? Just obviously, there's a
smackerel table.
A smackerel table. We've got Kanga's pouches, which are little pitters stuffed with honey glazed halloumi. An acorn bowl, which is just jazzed up olives.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, nuts would have been much better. Okay, got a second acorn bowl of nuts and 100 acre wood chips, which are, Rose has already mentioned them, truffle crisps.
Okay,
delicious.
What's the starters called? Rabbit's vegetable patch. I'm serving you fresh carrot gazpacho drizzled with carrot top pesto and a scattering of pumpkin seeds alongside some homemade potato bread.
What?
Thoughts?
How is carrot gazpacho a thing?
Yes, I thought I'd invented it, but then I Googled it and it came up. It's a thing.
Right. I'm just wondering about the liquid, like how you...
What?
How was that not going to be gross?
Well, sort of when you whiz up tomatoes, that's very liquidy. But when you whiz up carrots, it just sort of chops them.
Well, guys, I've told you, I googled it. It's a thing. Carrot gazpacho. Let's see. Are they
Where's
naked?
The liquid coming from? I want to know where the liquid's
probably
coming.
Some kind of stock.
But it's
then she's cooking. Not she's ba- hot. She's basically making a carrot soup and then chilling it, right?
Oh.
Okay. What's in this carrot gazpacho? Scroll through someone's life story, right? Oh, there's tomatoes in it as well. Carrots, tomatoes,
right?
Red pepper, cucumber, garlic, wine vinegar, olive oil. Okay, it's
okay.
Thing.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Drizzling some carrot top pesto on top of that,
mm-hmm.
and we've got some homemade bread, basically. Mains, piglets in blankets, and a trio of tiggerific salads. We've got, it was going to be spit roast piglet, but I thought that was too.
Oh. You don't eat pork.
I don't. We've got jerk marinated pulled pork or jerk pulled jackfruit.
Mm-hmm.
Served in soft corn tortillas with a tangy, crunchy cabbage slaw, spicy sweet corn salad, and feta and watermelon salad. Delicious. Now, I did Google, apparently.
Where are the piglets in the blankets?
The piglets in blankets.
Pork. Oh, it's pork.
In a taco.
In a taco.
Okay, that's the pig in a blanket.
I understand though, BT. I think BT was imagining sausages and bacon. Yeah. And then you might, I think, Camille, you do want to have a little pot of them on the side, because I think people will be disappointed if you said pigs in blankets and you don't do them.
Fair dues. Okay, that can be on the side. Pudding. Oh, now I'm really pleased with this. And I've also invented this. It's called Pooh's Favourite Brunchfest.
Oh.
I wouldn't put Pooh in the name.
No, that's unfortunate, isn't it? Okay, Winnie the Pooh's Favourite Brunchfest.
Pee.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, God. It's condensed milk and honeycomb ice cream.
Sweet.
With rum-soaked griddled plantain and a pot of honey to drizzle on top.
So much sweetness.
Too much sugar.
Really?
That ice cream is
Yeah, you need
sick
to do
sweet.
That with like peaches.
Maybe pineapple.
Or, yeah, something that's more acidic than plantain.
Pineapple. Yes, okay, I see what you're saying. Anyway,
pineapple
entertainment. Guess what? There's a nearby stream and a bridge, so we're going to go and play
Poo Sticks.
After
Lovely.
Dinner.
Wow. Got to heft ourselves down the ladder.
Walk it off.
Followed by, turns out, Heffalumps and Woozles, they're experts in foraging. They're going to show us how to forage for truffles.
Wow.
Get some truffles.
Okay.
Pop back up to the treehouse. Hot chocolate and marshmallows. Nighttime. Disaronno. Bed.
Lovely.
Delightful.
I'm going to say I don't want to do the foraging. After a three-course dinner, you need to do that before dinner.
Fine. Good idea.
Camille, this is what you do. You greet people at the foot of the treehouse with the cocktails, and then there's a little sort of 20-minute foraging while people drink their cocktails, and then you go up.
Really good. Yeah, okay, that's a really good one.
What made you think
about
doing Winnie the Pooh? Where's that come from?
Yeah, where did that come from? I don't know. I think I like the idea of a treehouse and a wood. The moment you think of 100 Acre Wood, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lovely.
Lovely. Right, delightful. Let's cast our votes, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Camille's won.
Oh my God,
it.
I've won.
I'm absolutely fuming with that.
I have won over Rose on a dinner party.
BT, you've just got yourself uninvited to the roast chicken dinner.
No! Thank you so much for coming to my dinner party, guys. Thank you for listening. All that's left to finish off a perfect dinner party is our legend and dick of the week. BT.
My legend of the week is Mabel, because she's started school and is being a real little trooper. She just goes in every day, doesn't take a look back, just strides right in. And then at the end of the day, I ask her what she did all day, and she says nothing. Sat with nobody, did nothing, ate nothing, did nothing. So
she is quite like her mother. I think it's like she just, it, when it's finished, it's
she
gone.
She can't remember. It's... Like she, but she will always remember what she had for dessert. She's like, today for dessert, I had flapjack she got and a sweet jelly. Tea. But the jelly was not my favourite type of jelly. It had no flavour.
Oh, God, I'm not going to invite Mabel round for the dinner party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, what did you have before that? And she's like, she, the other day she said, it's potatoes, it's peas, and it's going to be... chicken. So, I think she genuinely can't remember what she's done all day.
She on school dinners then?
She is on school dinners, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's really cute. I can't get
that
over
that. That is so cute.
Yeah. Dick of the week is not being in my house. The commute to school is killing me. It is really,
I know, I was thinking if I had a bigger flat, you could have come and stayed here. But...
yeah. Yeah,
it's nowhere to put you.
It's 40 minutes because it's in rush hour each time. Mm. It is 40 minutes there.
But is it close to me? You can always pop by, BT.
It is close to you, yeah.
When you do the school run.
Yeah.
Mabel could just go and live at Rose's.
I mean, I might just drop her off at school and then come and see you for an hour and then go back and pick her up from school.
That's fine. You can.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Good legend and Dick. Thank you. Rose.
Yes, thank you, Camille. Before I do my legend of Dick, I just want to give a shout out to our Patreon, as always. A lovely little extra game this week. High stakes, high tension. Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of love for WI Party. And Amy has commented on the BonCon saying, Camille on injuries and illnesses, funniest moment this season for me. So if you want to hear that.
Oh my God, it was.
Do you want to hear that extra game and our WI Party BonCon? You've got to get on our Patreon.
That was good.
yeah, that was incredible, actually. So you need to get on our Patreon if you want to hear the funniest moment this season. But yeah, we really appreciate all our patrons. We appreciate all our listeners, of course. Our patrons mean that we can keep making the pod, which we love. So thank you so much for supporting us. We really appreciate it. And if you ain't got the money for Patreon, we don't mind. Listen, it's our pleasure.
Yeah.
Do us a solid, though. Leave us a nice review on iTunes. Do you know what I saw the other day? We've got a full 5 stars.
We do.
No.
Yes. And so if you can give us a 5-star rating and leave us a nice message on iTunes, that's lovely. I don't go on there because I'm too scared to read them in case
wherever you get your podcast
says a nasty... Oh, yeah. Or wherever you get your pods, Spotify, whatever. Other places. But also do that. And then also just tell a mate to listen.
Tell a mate.
Tell a mate.
I keep saying it. Be a mate. Tell a mate. We could double our listenership.
There's no shame in listening. They're not going to judge you for it.
They're gonna love it. Okay. Legend this week. It's having a lovely sit in the park.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do it enough, but Dan and I this weekend just went and sat in the park and it was idyllic. It was just so relaxing.
I went to the park with Mabel and Sam the other day and there were 2 people having sex under a tree.
Oh, my God.
How do you know that they were definitely doing it?
She was... moving like she was having sex.
Shut up.
Quite
park?
Vigorously. Streatham Common.
Were they under a blanket? Were they, could you see bare bum?
I couldn't see bare bum, which confused me. But there was she was doing, maybe. I tried not to look.
Was she on top?
She was on top. Doing
That reminds me of when we would go, you know, when you like used to go out when you were teenagers.
Yeah.
And we used to go out in this nightclub called The Grove in Seaton. And so then like when The Grove kicked out, we would just like kind of stroll around the town and it's like a beach town. So you would sometimes like go down to the seafront. You'd go get your chips, go and sit on the beach, have your chips. And I remember we walked to the seafront. And then there was just a couple having full sex just on the beach. And we were like, oh, my God. And then my friend Charlotte was like, that's my cousin Ralph.
Oh, my God.
And then he saw us Give us a thumbs up.
Oh my God.
No.
Unbelievable.
Oi, oi, thumbs up.
Oi, oi, all right, girls.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, that's okay. Well, I mean, that didn't happen when I went to the park. No. We had a lovely relaxing sit. Okay. There was just very cute kind of kids around us that were kind of just ambling around. No dogs kind of being too much, which can be a problem in Crystal Palace Park. And there was like a food market on, and it's just like, you know when you're like, yes, this is why I live in London, because I can just come to my local park.
Yeah.
Dan had a Sri Lankan curry. I had a banh mi. Do you know what I mean? Wow, what do you want?
Yeah.
I had some kombucha. Lovely. It was lovely.
Delightful.
Dick of the week. It's a guy at the Lido today. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm swimming along. I get to the end of the lane. He's standing ready to go in, but I'm literally getting to the end of the lane. I then turn around and push straight back off to kind of do my next length.
Yeah, fair enough.
He literally dived, like, almost on top of me. He dived right next to me, and it's lane swimming, so it's like narrow lanes where people are going in circles.
Yeah, that's very dangerous.
He dived along the wrong, like, the wrong way down the lane, really close to me, and I literally was like that, like, scared. And it was just like, what? I just looked at him like, what's the plan here then? What are you doing? Like, what are you fucking doing? No, because I just like gave him an absolutely filthy look, and then just because he clearly thought, oh, I'm going to be faster than this girl, so I'm just going to dive in and overtake her. But I was doing front crawl, so like, I just think, what are you fucking doing, you maniac?
What?
Don't dive on top of someone.
People are fucking weird. Everyone is so weird. What was going on in his brain?
And then there's also those people, God bless them, who get into like the medium lane but are doing the slowest breaststroke you've ever seen. A woman was in there today where it wasn't like fast, but people were doing like, you know, proper breaststroke where you put your head under the water or front crawl. She came in wearing a full sun hat, gold earrings and massive sunglasses and was just going so slowly. And you know when it's like, how are you not noticing that everybody is overtaking you every single time? And I was just saying to my friend, I went with Harriet Kelmsley and Beth Rylance, lovely, both been on the pod. I was like, do you think they just don't give a shit? And they were like, yeah. Harriet was like, yeah, I just think some people don't give a shit. I don't care. I'm always so paranoid when I'm swimming. I'm always like, am I going too slow? Do I need
really
to like,
hope
let
I
someone
don't.
Pass? Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that guy can fuck off.
Yeah, what a knob.
Yeah, absolute dick. A good dick.
Mm.
Not a good dick, a bad dick.
Bad dick.
Mm. My legend of dick this week, I've stayed with the sort of dinner party food theme.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, lovely.
My legend is this pasta that I had when I went to Broadstairs. And we went to this really nice Italian restaurant. And it was something I don't normally order, but it was so yummy. And I keep thinking about it. And it was sardine pasta. And it had raisins in it.
Yeah. Sardinian, is that?
Sardinian, yes. It was Sardinian.
Pine nuts?
Yes, exactly. And it was truly delicious. The only downside, I would say, I could have eaten the plate all over again.
Oh, I have a thing about raisins in food.
But BT, these raisins, I don't know what they were. They weren't like normal raisins. They were like...
currants.
Really small, round, like...
sultanas.
They didn't look... I don't know what they're called.
Were they currants? Were they more sharp than raisins? Or were they really sweet?
They weren't sweet or sharp.
What were they?
She's so angry about it. They weren't sweet or sharp.
But they were raisins. They were almost black. They were like dark. Like
that sounds like
almost
currants.
Like peppercorns.
That sounds like currants.
Maybe it was that. They were delicious. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. It was a delicious dish. My dick of the week. It's kind of me. After the WI party, we were talking about hobbies, and
I was thinking maybe one of my hobbies is like cooking, and like maybe I should actually do it more and try and get better at it. All I do in my spare time is read magazines or recipe books, but I never actually cook the things.
I remember when you were feeling really poorly recently, you had that cold, you sent James out for Good Food magazine.
Yeah, BBC Good Food magazine. So I'm trying to actually make myself try to cook the things I read about. So I saw a recipe for these muffins, turmeric, ginger and citrus muffins. And I thought, I'm going to have a go at baking. Last night, the baby went to bed. I thought, I'm going to chill out. Have a little go at this hobby, baking. I mean, James tried one and went, what is it? It's not a muffin. It is not a muffin. And you know, I know where I've gone wrong. Fold gently.
Yeah.
I think I've folded that a bit too vigorously.
Muffins.
But why is it so hard?
Okay, so muffins, here's the tip with muffins. You want to under mix them. You do not want to activate the gluten in the flour. You want muffins to literally...
I activated it big time.
You want to almost have like lumps of flour. You need to mix it and barely mix it in. The less you mix the muffin, the lighter the muffin.
I'm going to have to do it again. Shit.
But also, Camille, where's that recipe from? Because when you said that to me, I thought that doesn't sound good. Turmeric, ginger and citrus.
Yeah, gross.
The flavour was
It sounds like you've gone to Holland and Barrett. It's a Holland and Barrett muffin, is what it sounds like.
The flavour was good. It's just the texture was more like a cornbread than a muffin.
You've overmixed it big time. Yeah, exactly.
I did go and visit my cousin today and took him a Tupperware full of them. So
I'm sure he's very grateful.
Right, guys, that's the end of our pod. Thank you for coming to the old dinner party.
Oh, thank you for having
us. Thanks for hosting
it. It's nice to get an invite.
You're very welcome.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Oh, no. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
No, BT, you need to have a dinner party to christen your new house. Yeah. You need to host
It'll just be me and Monica Heisey.
Oh, it's not Monica's fault. Friend of the pod, listen back. Yeah. She was on barbecue party, I believe.
Yeah, BBQ. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
BBQ. BT, I'll have you over for a dinner party soon.
Thanks.
Thank you very much to Emma Caution, our brilliant producer. Anne Shmlevsky, our wonderful music composer. And
that was another stroke moment there, wasn't there?
Yeah, music. Thank you. What else do I thank again?
Lucy Moore for our podcast artwork.
Oh, Lord. I feel like I actually feel tired, like I've hosted a dinner party. I've got to
get to bed. Taxi.
What would you give me? You know, like they do at the end of Come Dine With Me.
For the pod.
Yeah, for the pod. 7 out of 10.
Do you know what? No, she tried really hard in the first game, but I feel like she sort of phoned it in for the second one. So I am going to give her a 7.
That's fair, that's strong.
I give her an 8.
Okay. Really pleased with that. And I give you as attendees both a solid 3.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay. Speak to you all soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Speak to you all soon.
What?